So Kevin Lucas, head coach for the Hillsborough Hawks, has come over. He's going to talk to us here, and as he gets the headset situated, we'll run down the pitching numbers for Haley Coots of the Cape Notre Dame Bulldogs. 7 innings. That's a complete game for you. 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. As for Ellie Eckrich, the sophomore righty who has plenty of softball ahead of her, just not her day today. 7 innings, 8 walks, 5 punchouts. Those came in the first 4 innings. After that, Notre Dame was able to put the ball in play on her and gave up 6 runs, taking the loss, the tough loss for the Hillsborough Hawks. So the season comes to an end, and Coach Lucas is now ready. And, Coach, you know, you guys had such a strong group the last 2 years especially that set a tone for 2019. And despite not having Carly Sanders or Emma Nichols or Kelsey Boyd, what you did with this team with a sophomore starting righty, you know, trying to carry the load in the circle to get to 20 wins, especially in the area that you guys play. You play some of the South teams, you play a lot of the North teams, and you play a lot of the Jefferson County schools. 20 wins says a lot about the girls you have, doesn't it?
Does. Yes, it really does. You know, when I was just looking the other day, kind of looking back at things, this is my 4th year as a head coach. And we've had 21 seasons all 4 years. You know, this year we got to that 20 win, you know, ended up 20-10. You know, didn't finish where we would have liked, but, you know, we had a great year. You know, I think that just says a lot about our program. You know, my first year we get, you know, we lose in districts, but we had 20-something wins. You know, we graduated some good athletes there with Lexi Close, you know, and some of those girls. You know, and we come back the next year and people didn't, you know, weren't sure what we would be like. You know, we come out and get another 20-something wins, you know, win a district title, graduate some, you know, great athletes then with Carly Sanders and stuff like that. You know, and then to come back the next year and, you know, and we end up going to state, finished 4th in the state, you know, and had 20-something wins. And, you know, we graduated, you know, Kelsey Boyd, you know, Emma Nichols, Emily Mudd, you know, graduated some, you know, a lot of numbers there, a lot of stats there. And just those 3 girls, you know, and but we still end up coming back this year with, you know, a sophomore and a junior as our starting pitchers, you know, and we've got 3 seniors. We lose 3 girls from this team, and, you know, and that's exciting to think about because we had a really good JV team also, so it's exciting to see what, you know, what next year brings. But, you know, just kind of we've had a great we've got a great program going here, and hopefully we can kind of continue this. You know, the seniors this year, I mean, they've been a part of the, you know, the last 3 district titles. And so, you know, and that says a lot. You know, they've kind of helped set the mark. And, you know, hopefully that the rest of these girls coming up through, you know, our feeder program and, you know, our JV and stuff can, you know, take note, you know, and hopefully follow them what they've, you know, what they've started.
Coach, it's never an easy conversation saying goodbye. And, you know, you're a teacher at the school district, so it's not goodbye just yet. As far as softball is concerned, it is. But it's always a tough conversation to have with the girls after a loss like this in the Class 3 sectional round. But you mentioned 3 seniors, Juliana Johnson, or Jules, as you guys affectionately call her, Amber Cage and Bailey Schumann. I don't know what their nicknames are, but 3 very – very good girls for your program, very strong seasons for you as well. And just like every senior class has a chance to do, I know you feel that the imprint that they're going to leave on this softball program. But just the conversation you had with them and the group of girls as a whole down that left field line afterwards.
You know, just tried to kind of console them. You know, it's always hard. You know, the season ends and stuff. You know, and the seniors, I mean, you know, I just kind of told them, you know, how much we appreciate everything they've done. You know, they've really done a ton. I mean, you know, they're girls that, you know, I hope that, you know, my own daughters can grow up to be like, you know, and they're going to be you know, great people whenever they go out and, you know, get into the real world, graduate college, you know, have their own family. And so, you know, just try to console them. I mean, they're amazing kids, and, you know, and you just, you hurt for them.
Yeah, you certainly do. Cooch was just really tough today. And then so was Ainsley Burnett. She was a tough out for you guys. Just your thoughts on the game aspect of things.
You know, yeah, their pitcher, she threw great. You know, she hit her spots. Even the balls that we hit hard were right at people, usually, it seemed like. You know, we just didn't make the adjustments, you know, that we needed to make. You know, that was the keys. You know, we do a pretty good job of making some adjustments. You know, here we didn't. I don't know what it was, if it was just that she just did that, you know, great of a job, which I know she's a good pitcher for sure. I mean, she's done great for them the last 3 years. Or if it was just us, you know, kind of the moment just got a little too big for us. I'm not sure. But, you know, I hope that the girls coming back, I hope that they realize, you know, how this feels, and I hope that they're ready to work their butts off to, you know, get ready for next year.
Well, knowing the last three groups you've had come through, they will be ready for you, Coach. All right. Well, congratulations on a great season and another 20-win season. I don't know about you, but I want to get the heck out of this cold, so we'll end it there, and we'll look forward to talking to you for baseball season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming to do the game.
You're very welcome. Head Coach Kevin Lucas of the Hillsboro Hawks.